On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Oh, man, loving it lean and mean for 2017.
That's how you do that.
We're right into her.
What do you got over there tonight?
Little tank house.
That's a good call.
Still leaning on...
Despite balking at it the other night.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Nah, well. Sometimes the pressure's on when you hit the counter. Right? What can I get for you?
Blue. Never. Just pull it out and slam it on the counter.
That's optimistic. I don't know what you're pulling out and slamming on the pulling out and slamming on my zipper.
Wait, hold on.
I swear it's down here.
Forget it.
Just give me a tank house.
Yeah, exactly. I'll take whatever you got.
Tall Can Sports, man. We've managed to put out a couple of these here in quick succession. Lots going on.
It's when the feeling moves you.
Can I start by just shitting all over the Edmonton Oilers here again?
You know what?
Because I like to do that.
You're running the ship here, so.
Sweet.
Shit on whoever you'd like.
Yeah. So last year, the Edmonton Oilers elect not to send Leon Draisaitl to the World Junior Hockey Championships, only to send him down weeks later to junior hockey. This year, the Edmonton Oilers elect not to send Jesse Puljujärvi, averaging about 8 minutes a game, to the World Junior Hockey Championships, only to fucking send him down to right afterwards. I don't know if they're out to fuck over the European teams. I don't think they're smart enough to do that. I'm just waiting on Western Canada to respond to this, and mainly Dean, who tweets at us more than anyone in Western Canada.
And that's really because it's your nearsighted Eastern point of view.
Is it? Yeah, here we go.
Sam Gagner, there's another one you can throw down the where they just ruined him as an 18-year-old.
Ruined! And he's bouncing back in Columbus of all
he
places.
Just had
you're
to
having
get,
your career
honestly,
renaissance
he
in Columbus.
He just had to get out of Edmonton, apparently, like everybody
else. And
then
spent like 5 years in Anaheim, but that's we'll skip that.
Oof.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Leon Draisaitl, I can almost overlook, because while they burned the first year of his entry-level deal once he played those 10 games, they didn't burn a year of UFA. Excuse me. I'm getting all worked up.
Overclamped.
Yeah. So he plays his 10 games, and then they hold him back from playing for Germany at the World Junior, who was relegated. I'm sure the Germans were thrilled about that. Whether or not he would have made the difference or not is debatable. But the Oilers then decided a week later, yeah, we'll send him down. We don't need him. This year, not only are the Oilers burning the entry-level contract on Jesse Puljujärvi, they have also burned a year of UFA because he's played over 40 games. And that's the delineator. Is 10 games burns the first year of his entry-level contract. 40 games burns his a UFA year. And so I don't know what the fuck these people are doing over 8 minutes of ice time with a guy who's clearly not ready? Why wouldn't you send him? The Finns also approached relegation this year.
They should actually trade McDavid right now before they ruin his career.
They're just going to ruin him. Honestly.
Oh, you're ruining him. You know what? I don't know. I can't imagine.
Like, I can almost excuse Draisaitl. Because who is he really going to go play with the Germans, and how is that really going to go?
Well, I don't know. Has anybody had a better springboard into the NHL season than Draisaitl from the World Cup? Man, he was good. He was good for that Team Europe.
How about Austin Matthews?
But did Austin Matthews have the World Cup that I don't think he was as impact in the World Cup as Draisaitl was for his team.
That's hard to say, and it's not really my point. I see where you're going, and it's a worthwhile question to ask. I think Austin Matthews used the World Cup to show that he was more ready than people may have thought.
No, he used the opening game against Ottawa.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'm here. Right. You're right. Draisaitl, and Draisaitl's been very good this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that at all. But to make the same mistake and make it worse,
okay,
2 years in a row?
Man, they've rushed a bunch of guys.
I read a really interesting thing, and I think I retweeted it on the Tall Can Sports Twitter account, that said, the really bad thing about the Edmonton Oilers is that they have Connor McDavid, who covers up a lot of the things that they're still doing wrong. And then underneath, the same guy wrote, but the thing is, they have Connor McDavid, who covers up the things they're doing wrong. So it's not really that bad, right? Like, I don't understand how you could make this exact same mistake twice in 2 years and make it worse the second time. That's a blown fucking... I get it if you blow his 10-game thing and you want to try it and whatever. The Oilers have certainly been better this year. He hasn't been a part of that.
Right.
And to me, I just... To then also turn around after the 40-game mark and decide we're sending him down and burning a year at UFA. Ridiculous, man. Horrible. Horrible. So, that's just where I like to start.
Picciarelli, you're on notice.
You stink, bud.
Hey, and you know what? How about... Now, this is going to be a backhanded Toronto slam.
Sweet. Love those.
Right. Gustavsson, the monster. Man, oh man, he played here in Ottawa the other night when Edmonton rolled through. Man.
Turned out to be a monster who, instead of scaring his opponents, scared his own coach and management.
Man, Ottawa had 18 shots, scored 5 goals.
And there were, honestly, people in the Leafs fan base going, hey, Leafs should consider grabbing that guy on waivers because Edmonton just waived him.
Yeah. Oh, so now, sorry, yeah, did he clear?
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. And there was a lot of people, and the Leafs claimed Curtis McElhinney, but...
Oh, because I think the Oilers were looking for him. I think the Oilers would have liked to have had... How does that work then?
Because shouldn't the Oilers, as the lower seed, been able to... Oh, no, maybe the Oilers aren't lower than the Leafs right now.
Well, the Oilers are holding down. The Oilers are a point or two ahead of Toronto.
Okay, so that's why Toronto was able to...
Edmonton is still holding down a playoff spot in the Pacific.
And I haven't looked at the league-wide standing. I've looked at who's in what position in each division.
Just recently I was looking at it, and they were right in that 44, 46-point range.
Yeah, okay. Leafs are at 42. So Leafs would have had first shot at them and probably took them right off the table. Yeah,
honestly, because I think that was the deal. I think they were looking at snagging him up, dropping Gustavsson down and grabbing and making it a nice, easy...
Yeah.
Without having to call up there.
Like Francois Brassard, probably, or what's it, Francois? I think it's Brassard.
You're talking about the...
Oilers' third goalie.
J.A.J.B. Lalonde, something like that.
Yeah, something French.
Anyways.
Francois Brassard.
He's coming up.
All right.
No, Brassard is an Ottawa guy.
No, that's a forward.
No. There's also a goaltender.
All right. Well, at this point, we're both clearly, me maybe more than you, grasping it.
I think the Oilers guy's name is Lalonde.
Okay.
Lalonde.
I thought he was a Calgary guy. Oh, for real. Anyway, hey, who gives a shit?
Things we think we know.
Yeah.
Tall Can Sports.
I'd wear that t-shirt.
Yeah.
The things we think we know.
Yeah, well, I thought I knew that.
So where do you want to go next? We got a couple things here on the hockey menu.
You know what? I want to quickly touch on the article you sent, The Athletic.
Yeah. Out of, at this point, the Leafs are on their bye week at the time of recording. The teams most likely to prevent Toronto from getting in was the perspective from which this was written. But it does create an interesting kind of east-wide who's maybe got a shot of getting in and who's likely not going to make it.
Well, they, and really, from this perspective, and really they focused on the Atlantic Division.
Well, because
with the understanding that
on the other side, Columbus, Pittsburgh, Washington, New York are getting in. And it looks like right now, Montreal.
Top four teams in the NHL all are in the Metro, points-wise.
Fuck. So Montreal is the only team in the Atlantic right now that I think most people would go, yeah, they're in. Right?
Yeah. They're 6 or 7 or 8 points up on.
Clear, yeah.
And so on Boston.
Right.
Now, you know what the article said, and it uses, honestly, it goes into a bunch of
fancy stats.
Right. And so to me, mm-hmm. I take a little bit of, reach into my pocket.
All right. It's hard to.
Sorry, I've lost my.
These are models, right, that are projected if these trends continue on shots per game.
Right, and I love how they took the snapshot from a Leaf perspective of December.
Well,
I want to build my season projections on November when the Leafs were having their asshole bored out. All the points on their little rusty sheriff badge clear right off. But we're going to take it on the hot month that Toronto's had.
I don't think that's what happened.
That is what it is. That snapshot, especially the
it's
image.
The whole season. You have to project out.
Yeah, but they're saying, that if you look at that graphic, what's happened in the month of December, and they even broke it down by days.
Yeah, yes, that's true.
That is December, and that's what you're using to predict that out. And they had the most serious threat to is Boston.
Man, hey,
anything happens to Tuukka Rask, that team is going to plummet.
How about, sure, but how about that article stating Boston may be having the best top line in the NHL?
Yeah, I'm not even sure who they're talking about.
Right. Like, Brad Marchand is obviously a part of, is it then Krejci or Bergeron? Or who's the other side of that?
Well, this is, and Backes, you know what I mean? I have no
sure.
idea.
No, but, he's playing down a bit. But
Krejci
yeah.
has had a slumping of a season.
You got him in fantasy, or
no?
Okay.
No, I don't, and I don't have Marchand either. But I know he has.
I wanted him. I wanted him in the draft.
Well, okay, because he's a rotisserie kind of guy.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Rotisserie.
Yeah. Honestly. But to me, I don't see those guys. I don't see that lasting. I don't see Boston. They're saying they're the best team.
But they're also using a certain amount. Like, if you're shooting this much below league average, it should start to rise and even off over the course of a season, right? Little things like that.
Well, and so what if...
Do you not think Boston's getting in?
No.
I think Boston's getting in. Okay. So, like forget Toronto for a second.
Because
I do think that Matthews is due for another slump. Like, he can't continue as a rookie to light it up the way he has. He's not Connor McDavid.
That's crazy. I saw him hit 20 goals the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know, a week ago, whatever that was. But yeah. Honestly, it's shocking a bit.
A lot of these Marner, Nylander, small guys that are going to take a step at the defense is not that good. And quite frankly, in the last 5 games, Frederik Andersen has had a save percentage under .900. So... not going to continue.
But they seem to, because they're looking at everybody else, and they looked at Ottawa with their bad specialty teams, and now their PK has come a long way. Terrible, terrible power play, right? And just they're saying, and flat out, they're just not that good a team.
Right.
And at this point, I can't dispute that. But yeah, if things are low, I don't think Ottawa's power play is going to stay that low. It's like they're only projecting the things that are happening that are good will not last, whereas they're pretty sure that things that are crappy right now will continue to stay crappy. It's sort of...
Well, so that's
to me, it's a very narrow view.
Do you think... So you think it's a Toronto bias view?
I absolutely do.
Okay. So we will share it. And, to be fair, it comes from The Athletic TO. And for people who don't know, I want to spend 30 seconds on this. That is a startup in Toronto. Actually started in Chicago, and the second city that they've expanded to is Toronto. It's like $4 a month. And there are some unbelievably good writers. James Myrtle is there. Sean Fitzgerald is there. David Alter is there, covering the Raptors, the Leafs, and
Jays.
Teams that I care. They really need to get a top-end Jays guy. Like the guy they have doing it, I don't want to throw shit on it, but they're doing great
Here
work.
It comes.
They're doing great work, and I don't like a lot of people. I don't want to pay for my content, but I'll pay for good content. And so for $4 a month, I'm in. And they've done a great job. So I will share the link for those of you who are subscribers. You'll be able to get through. For those of you who won't, they have, I think, like a 3 or 5 article limit on what they'll let you read before you have to become a subscriber. If you're a Toronto sports fan, it's worth the subscription. If you're not, it's probably not. But I'll share the link. I have a hard time thinking, like right now, I don't think Toronto gets in. I think Toronto's going to have a good second half.
Well, and so you think Boston's in?
I think Boston and Ottawa both get in.
Well, see, to me, then the
crossover is going to come.
Right. Well, to me, the real deal is.
But I think Boston's finishing second. Like, I don't remember what we said in our.
So Boston is a point up on Ottawa, who is, I think, 2 points up on
Toronto.
And
Ottawa's had their bye week, right?
Right, but we don't play till tomorrow night. We've had.
So you got like 2 bye weeks.
Right, honestly. They played 3 games in 16 days, right? So
yeah.
To me, we're not going to be way ahead of you in games.
Right. But we
have the one game, and then we play you.
And that's going to be a very big game. Like this early, that's a big game.
For sure. Well, you know what? And that's everybody's scoreboard watching now.
Yeah.
Right.
Already.
Into January because everybody's in it.
And I think that Metro is really fucking with it, right? Like, I don't know how you feel about it, and maybe this is a blue thing, right? But I don't like the crossover. I didn't like it at the beginning, and
okay,
you can go back
and
listen.
It's not a blue thing. I don't think anybody likes it. I don't care what you're watching.
You had to do it because both of the divisions in the East have more teams than in the West, and so there were people complaining that it's easier to make it in some divisions and in the other. So you had to allow for this crossover. I think if you're going with a divisional playoff, you go with a fucking divisional playoff.
Right.
Until, you know, it's got to even out. And
you know what? If you just went with it as it is right now,
yeah.
Would you rather see a Toronto-Montreal first-round playoff series? Or
yes,
would you rather see whatever?
Montreal-Philly.
Philly move in. I no interest in
Terrible.
That.
Terrible. Yeah.
Whereas the rating bonanza of having either an Ottawa-Toronto or Toronto-Montreal.
Both of those will crush Canadian TV ratings.
Well,
right?
This is it. And so to me, and they're just divisional games. Rivals, that's what you want to see. You want to build rivalries.
That was the whole idea. And then you built in a way to avoid them.
Yeah. Now, and now you know what?
So you don't think Boston's getting in?
Well, okay, you know what? I was just talking shit. Because really, when you look at
it. You got as your top three. Because I think Boston's finishing ahead of Ottawa.
Well,
it's going to be Montreal, Boston, Ottawa.
I think there's no real way that Tampa stays on the outside.
I got a lot of ground to make up. And they're talking about Stamkos not coming back till like the first week of April.
And that just blows my mind. Like, to me, I gave up on Florida probably 20 games in.
Yeah, that's so weird. And to me, I think they got a better shot at getting back in it. Like, who's the bigger disappointment? And this is just a general question because it leaves the division. Who's a bigger disappointment to you this year, Tampa or Dallas?
Tampa.
Yeah. Like, I think for a while, a lot of us were getting excited about Dallas and the type of hockey they were playing. But you just get to a point where you're like, yeah, but they're going to give up 5 a game.
Because both Lehtonen and Niemi or whoever.
Yeah.
Terrible goaltending, and
yeah.
You got $10 million.
Yep, tied up in.
Like, how long are they going to carry on with that?
Well, who's going to take it from them?
Well, no, that's it. And you know what? In another unrelated, and we'll come back to this.
Sure.
They're talking about with the Bobby Ryan situation here in Ottawa, and they're saying, and there's rumblings, and now a lot of them are Ottawa centric.
Oh, please tell me, please tell me.
And they're saying that may be
Bobby Ryan for Carey Lehtonen.
Oh no.
Oh, okay. I was getting excited.
Well, at this point,
I was filling up a little.
At this point, you're like, I'll take that. There can't be as many years on that contract because Bobby Ryan's got 5.5 years left to go.
Holy shit.
And like at a 7 average. So what I was saying was, yeah, the rumblings of, is this the worst ever contract?
Bobby Ryan?
Yep.
Wow, okay.
Dude's got 7 goals, 7 assists.
I wonder, like, can you plunk yourself down?
At 7 million.
Can you plunk yourself down 3 years from now and go, oh my God, it's Shea Weber. It's clearly Shea Weber.
Okay, well... All right, but I think in those 3 years...
Dion Phaneuf. Wow, these all kind of reside in Ottawa right now.
Yeah, well, and you took that Phaneuf trade.
Terrible contracts.
Well, and the other one they cite
The thing about the Phaneuf one is they traded one bad contract for 3 or 4 bad contracts, right? Get that out of here now.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know what? I still, I'm okay with that.
Right.
Right? We're overpaying, and they said that right away.
Yep.
We're overpaying Dion to be our fourth.
But we're getting rid of like 3 of them.
That's it.
Yeah.
And now this is longer, but we're going to take that.
Right.
The other contract
Colin Greening and Milan McCulloch or
and Jared Cowan, yeah.
Yeah, but Cowan's he's gone. He's not a big – but they're making up with Brooks Lake like the most well-paid third line in the AHL.
Well, wow. But so the other contract they talk about is Wade Redden.
Yeah, that's interesting. With the Rangers.
With the Rangers. Now, they gave it to him. It wasn't us.
Right.
But they were paying him $6 million to play in Hartford.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Back in those days, and so honestly, I was listening to Ray Ferraro, who was talking about, and he was talking about the Bobby Ryan, and is that untradeable? And he was saying back in the day, talking to Luke Robitaille, and he said to Luke, Luke's like, well, I got a no trade, and Ray's like, you got a no trade? He's like, well, he was like, I got 6 goals, and I'm making $3.5 million. He goes, that's a no trade contract right there. So I don't really have a no trade in clause in my contract. He goes, but those stats and that salary say no trade.
I will not be traded. Yeah,
this
no,
is
that's
it.
Interesting, man.
So and to me, yeah, if you're averaging out at $7 million a year for the next 5,
David Clarkson,
and I can't get 20 goals out of you, and like honestly, his goals are going off his ass and off his hand. That's it. Like he's not even. It's not like he's.
Yeah.
He's just, man, it's terrible.
So give me your top three. Who's getting in the Atlantic? Is it after all this, same fucking three?
Yeah, no. You know what? After this.
You got Toronto. They've got Toronto at 65, I think, percent getting in. This is an article from The Athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I think they like Toronto's chances better than Ottawa's.
And there's a few different, there's a guy... Andrew Berkshire out of Montreal, who does a lot of the same sort of statistical analysis, and he said Toronto is going to have, and he hates Toronto. He said Toronto's going to have a way better second half than first half. So there's some of this, but there's also
do you believe that to be true?
Based on what I've seen, they're all getting better, but we all have seen young players who fall off hard second half.
And you know what? And so clearly I can't say that their young talent isn't doing it. Just look at the stats, right?
Yeah.
Look at the standings and look at the...
Like, how do you have little Mitch Marner, though, have a better second half than first half when guys just keep beating the shit out of them?
And this is
right?
What I'm saying is he's never going to have to play more hockey.
Yeah, when they come out of this, when you exclude the All-Star break, they play, I don't remember the exact number, it's 41 games in 82 nights or some, like it's every other night from now until the end of the season.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering, and Matthews.
That's why they had to get McElhaney.
But right? would they play 28 games in the Swiss League? I have no idea what.
Yeah, not much.
Right?
And it was more than that, but yeah.
No,
it's not much.
I know, but
it'd be less than 60.
They're done in the end of February, and so.
Yeah.
You know,
he's
clearly,
a weird guy to ride.
Clearly, he's a talent.
Yep.
Right? But in terms of Nylander, Marner, and Matthews, you're relying heavily.
And Connor Brown and Nikita Zaitsev and like on and on and on.
Right.
How do you
and as you said,
Zach Hyman.
Well, and the thing is, and it's interesting in a non-Toronto way, they were asking.
No, I'm not interested.
No. This is a non-Toronto opinion on Toronto.
Yeah.
They were talking about Freddie Anderson and the amount of hockey that he's playing.
Yeah, he's on pace for 70 games.
And so, but he's never played more than...
Like 50?
Yes. Yeah, so 45 is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
And so they were saying, well, would you just ride him? And
till he explodes?
Well, and the answer is, why not?
You kind of have to.
Well,
they have
to. The thing is, they're ahead of schedule, clearly, with where they are, right? And the experience that these young guys are getting, playing in meaningful games in the second half of the season, hey, it's nothing but growth, nothing but learning. And
so let me ask you this, because I know immediately you're going to balk at it.
Okay.
And then give me the Leafs have to go for the Stanley Cup next year.
Okay, you're right. I was like, there's no way he's going to... Yeah, that's... What do you mean? Explain yourself, please.
With, at worst, the year after, when you have to go for it while you're still paying significant guys way less than they're worth. So the Leafs have, after this, two seasons of Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, William Nylander, Connor Brown, all on entry level. And... You can and I'm not saying any of these guys are any of these guys, but Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane are still on entry level contracts in 2010 when they win the cup. So I don't know that Austin Matthews is Jonathan Toews. He's probably not. I don't know that Mitch Marner is Patrick Kane. He's but you have to go for it. This year, Shattenkirk's an unrestricted free agent. He doesn't really fit long term. But because all your guys are underpaid, the Leafs are at like $47 million for the cap next year. Would you not say to him with a $70 million cap league, here's $10 million for next year. We're going for the cup and then we'll talk afterwards on long term on what.
Oof. Yeah, but
like what does Shattenkirk do to that team?
Are you thinking that Freddie Anderson is your cup winning goalie?
Has to be. He has to be. I don't know if he is, but that's the deal. They've locked him up for $5 million for 5 years. They're banking on it.
You've not swayed me,
yeah.
But you certainly have taken my initial, which like I said, even when you said, you're going to balk at this, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool your jets, big fella. Cool
I balked harder than
you. And then you said, and I was just like, in the back of my head, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Oh! Okay, but clearly when you recognize the talent, and to me, I think Nylander's going to be the third.
Yes, he is.
In that group.
Yep.
That's interesting. And
for one year, can you throw $10 million at like two guys? Like $10 million for you, $10 million for you. Come shore up the D. Come, and then we'll talk afterwards. We're going for the cup right now. Are you in or not? You know, it's interesting, man. And that you have to strike while you got the room, right? And maybe it's not next year, but it can't be later than the year after because you got a lot of guys after that who are getting big raises.
And then you're paying them.
Yeah. You have to go for it real soon. Real soon. It's interesting, man.
Well, and you know what? It's I think if those three could continue to do what they do.
Right.
I think you got to jettison.
A lot.
Well, no.
Polak gone. Hunwick gone. Bozak gone.
I was going to say Bozak. Bozak is where I'm talking about. And now, you know what? Kadri's obviously.
He's carved himself out a little spot.
A little niche there, right? In terms of what he's doing. What an annoying guy. And looking at his dad. His dad looks annoying too, man, honestly. Well, and I guess, you know what? Annoying begets annoying, right?
Sure.
That's how that goes.
We're all hanging out under the annoying tree.
Exactly. And look, it's crowded under here. But yeah, you know what? Man.
I know there's a lot of people want to go, that's fucking stupid.
Okay, well, and I was one of them.
Yeah,
honestly,
you gotta try.
I was one of them. And now,
within 2 years, you gotta take a shot.
And now, you know what? And as much as I've already acknowledged now that there's some validity to that, or at least there's a...
Yeah.
Is you look at it and you go, sophomore slump. What happens with that?
Yep.
Right? Which is a vague but very real thing.
I think what you have to be doing is looking 2 years from now. But to me, Shattenkirk's the guy, and he's this year. And I don't think they can sign him up long term at his age, which is substantially higher. He's not old, but he's higher than the core. And so,
man, I'd love to look at the free agency class.
Yeah, and go this summer. Look, we got $10 million for you for 1 year. You in? And see what happens.
Right? Wow. And you know what? I think you have to overpay for the 2 years that you have.
Yep. Because I think the second year is the more likely one, but you got to pick the pieces when you can, right?
Right. So I think you're looking at grabbing a couple of guys
yeah.
and overpaying a couple of guys for a couple of years.
Right. Because the Leafs, honestly, are swimming in cap space both next year and the year after when these Robidas comes off, right? We're still paying Stefan Robidas. When Joffrey Lupul comes off. When,
yeah, well, and you know what?
$10 million right there. Well, eight, but like we... Greening comes off and McCulloch comes off and they're swimming in it, man.
No, and so there's some inter... Again, you really have to hope, and it is very Toronto-centric,
yep.
right, that you're hoping that this continues to pan out and...
Yeah. Yes, I am hoping that.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Shoot for the moon, Alice. Like right now, anything's possible, you giddy fuckers, right? You're looking around going... Look at us!
Yeah, and again, I'm not standing here saying that next year or the year after they'll be good enough, but no, I think okay. that's the window, well, the first window you're going to have, right?
And I don't know if it's late in the day or what my deal is, but the very fact that you would suggest that Marner and Matthews could be Kane and Taves and I didn't jump all over your fucking head, like, yeah, is fine, but
yeah.
honestly, I didn't think that Matthews, I think I said Matthews would have 25 goals at the end of the year. Yeah. And that was after his 4-goal game against Ottawa.
Right.
Looks to be highly unlikely at 21 goals or whatever
he's
got.
He slows down, but he's getting 30.
Well, I'd say right now he slows down and gets 35.
Yeah, well, could be.
To me, I think. And that's way beyond what I expected. But you know what? I'm fucking Johnny Downer. Right? So,
at least on Big Blue.
Well, and this one, I was the one that told you last year that McDavid wouldn't break 60 points.
Right? Yeah.
Which was right, but...
That's because he didn't break 60 points. He broke his collarbone.
We didn't qualify it. I just said he will not.
That's right.
And I think injury as a slightly built junior age guy, part of the deal.
Pretty likely.
So, you know, I like to downplay, and sometimes you're right, and sometimes you're not.
One.
So the thing is, and just in finishing that up, is if the Leafs, and that's the one thing that makes it sort of a viable conversation, is we've seen teams like the Penguins or the Blackhawks where you have this core and you have to commit financially to them.
Yeah.
And as you've already suggested, that's going to happen in a couple of years. So to me, what immediately seemed farcical is actually worth discussing.
Would you say whimsical? I like to look at it. It's whimsical for me. It's happy. It's fun. It's
I know. And I hate that. But you know what? It's so rarely seen, right? Yeah. It's like if Eeyore's tail was permanently attached. That's kind of what you look like.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah. Oh, dear. So anyways, fuck it. It'll never happen, but that's okay.
Fucking Leafs. Where do you want to go next? We got the Blue Jackets. We got Ovechkin. We got the All-Star game.
Okay, so and I think there'll be...
We can rip on the Oilers some more.
brief hitters, right?
Yeah.
Within the past little while with Ovechkin both tying and surpassing...
The great Rocket.
Yeah. I was intrigued. 541 goals, right? That's impressive.
Yeah.
750 goal seasons, right? I think Gretzky only had 9, 8, if that.
You got to figure Ovi's got at least one or two more in him.
So Lemieux only had 6. I know that much.
He's a bitch.
Yeah, okay. But
you and your team, Quebec.
Hey, but his fucking 80 goals in the season.
That's not terrible.
Talk to me about that. Talk to me about your 90 goals. Gretzky with... 92, like that's fucking serious goals. And time and place, right?
Alexander McGillney did it. Okay. How hard could it be? Timu Solani.
So the thing is, and you bring up, so I think, and he's 31 or he's
Ovi?
32 now. Yeah, what is he?
Yeah, he'd be 30. Well, he came in, he was in the 04 draft, and then the lockout 13, season happened. 13, so yeah.
31.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
He's got at least one or two more of those in him.
I'm thinking, so he's easily north of 700 goals.
Yeah.
Right?
But he's got no shot.
Oh, he's got no shot.
No shot at Gretzky.
He's not making 890.
No.
No, no, no.
No.
No, no, no. I think you're talking about that heady 700-plus space, right? Where you got the two Hulls. Who else is up there?
Douchebag Hull and Wife-Beater Hull. Douchebag. Those are the Hulls. You can decide which is which. But That's what's carried along?
Yeah, I don't know.
Really? Bobby Hull is a guy who gets way too much credit considering what kind of guy he was. I can see you're not loving that. We can carry on with...
I don't know.
That's me, folks.
Yeah.
That's Matt.
That's all on Matt.
Yep.
That's
fact.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, I don't know anything about it, right?
Okay.
And I'm gapping on... Phil Esposito, I think, is a... He's up in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Marcel Dion. Anyway, I think anybody north of 600. I'm just going to throw them all in there.
Yep, yeah.
Gartner, Cicerelli.
There's something about... Okay, I was going to say Gartner, but both those two names just go, you, get the fuck out. You don't belong in this club.
Dave Anderchuk, right? Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
And I get that. I get that. Those guys are inflated 80s, early 90s stats, yeah. Right? True. But anyways, the thing about Ovechkin is, as he's closing in on a 1,000 points too, right?
Yeah.
Is he has almost as many assists as goals. I was kind of blown away by that. He's got 440 assists or something along those lines.
Yeah, because I think early on he got ripped a lot for – but – yeah, I'm going to reel that in because you're going to – he has a great pass, right? And he gets a lot of his points on the power play where
well, I would you have I would have ripped you yesterday.
Yeah, okay,
or,
I was going to say
– a week ago.
Phil. Phil is a scaled down version of everything, Alex, especially way scaled down physicality wise. Okay. But people underestimate.
How's your breath, Phil? Yeah, it's not good.
Not good, eh? Not good. No, it's Phil was a great shooter, but a way underrated passer. And when Alex came into the game, he was.
And you know the only thing, he's not watered down of Alex? Oh, cup winner.
Oh yeah, cup winner. Yeah, it's true, eh?
Phil telling Ovi, suck it.
Phil the thrill. Yeah. Who's taking pictures of who now at All-Star draft fucking parties, right? That's you don't remember that?
Yeah, for
that was
sure
awesome.
For sure I
And I thought, even with Phil as a Leaf guy, that was hilarious.
If
one
I'm,
guy
honestly,
there.
If I'm Phil, I'm just fucking raging. I'm just raging. I don't care if it's on TV
some
or not.
Douchebag Russian taking
What do I look like? A fucking joke? Am I some kind of party freak? Smash.
Freak.
Yeah. Honestly, come on.
Is Alex Ovechkin the best goal scorer in the last, since Gretz retired? Even probably a decade before that, Gretz was done.
So he's got 70 50-goal seasons.
No, he does not have 70 50-goal seasons. He has 7 50-goal seasons.
Did I say 70?
You absolutely said 70, and that was going to be wrong. That's okay. How you rack up a Hall of Fame career.
So 7 50-goal seasons.
Right. Only Gordie Howe played 70 seasons.
Active players?
Well, anyone in that time frame.
So no.
Some people got hurt early.
Okay, but what I'm saying is active players right now in the NHL. Next most? Any guesses?
Aginla? Because he's still active.
Jerome Aginla.
Yeah, okay.
He's not the next most.
Oh.
250-goal seasons. But he's
I didn't know that's where I thought we were ranking total goals currently in the league.
No, 50 goal seasons.
Stamkos.
Stamkos with 2.
Okay, then yeah, I'm out. Yager.
Yager.
Fucking guy. He's been scoring 20 for the last decade.
Okay, but Yager Yager only has 3. Only 3 50 goal seasons. So
he's next.
No, he is next.
Yeah.
So it's Ovi at 7. I think Crosby only has 1.
Yeah, no, he's not a. You know,
so who ends up with more points at the end of their career, though?
Yeah, I'd be interested to know, and this would have required some fucking show planning. Okay, who has more right now? Who has more points right now?
I think Ovi does. I don't think Sidney's hit 1,000 points.
And he's had some injuries and whatever. If
he's missed a season and a half at least.
If he's ahead right now, I'll say Ovi's going to finish with more points. Sid's clearly going to finish with more cups.
Well, yeah.
He's got 2 now. He's probably not done. Ovi's got 0, and he might be...
And you know what? I was going to look it up on my... listener will let us in on that. But to me, that was interesting, right?
And for sure it is.
And now all the Frenchies getting all up in arms, but... You know what? Different eras, man. Honest to God.
I got no time for anyone anyone claiming Maurice Richard was better than Ovi, because on either side of it, you didn't see either. I saw one douchebag claiming, well, it was easier to score goals back in Richard's day because goalies didn't wear masks so you could score up high. And if you actually do a little fucking research, the league average was 1.2 goals a game less in Richard's era than it is in Ovechkin's.
Yeah, for sure. There's a reason why it was such a huge deal when he scored 50 and 50.
Yeah. So, look, maybe Richard was better, maybe Ovechkin was better, but there's very few people who saw both at a time where they were capable of... And you were either shitting yourself then or shitting yourself now. You didn't get to see both when you were still smart enough to appreciate it.
Hey, and there's 60 years in between.
Right.
Like, honest to God.
Different fucking game, man.
Yeah.
It's a different game 20 years ago, let alone.
And you know what? And people talk about that. The thing that you can't, that makes it easiest to compare is, do you dominate your sport in your era? That's all you can look at.
Yep. That's it.
Right. And it doesn't matter. Does. You can't. And now.
Clearly did.
Right. Now, the question is, have you ever said Ovechkin is the most dominant player in the game? Has that ever come to your head? Have you ever said to yourself, hey, if I'm starting a team today, I'm taking Ovechkin?
No.
Okay. Do you think in 1950 you're saying, I'm taking Maurice Richard? Or am I taking, no, you're taking Richard. I think he in his day was the most dominant player.
Maurice Richard showing up to Montreal training camp.
Yes. Yeah. 2 minutes for looking so good. and now, you know what? You check out the gray hair on Ovechkin. Man, he's got a full head of gray hair. Dude, he could use a little 2 minutes for looking so good. A little Grecian formula.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Ice cube in the house.
99, baby.
Okay, so anyways, that was it. It's just, to me, that's an interesting sort of... thing. And to me, I don't think Ovechkin will ever be as much of a generational player as Richard was. Richard is still talked about as one of the all-time great three players.
Do you think anyone in this era gets to that point, that they're top three?
Not for maybe another 30, 40 years.
Okay. So no Crosby, no Ovechkin, no Carlson, no Doughty, no Weber, no... And I get some of you are balking at these names, but those are some of the best guys in the league right now. Connor McDavid, it's way too early to...
Right.
But it seems unlikely that he's going to unseat
McDavid,
an Orr, a Gretzky, a Howe, a Richard.
Well, and you know what part of that is, and we're not going to go too far down this lane, I hope.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Is, man, the game was transitioning.
Yeah.
Right? And it's got to a point...
Hey, we can make a forward pass?
Yeah, it's getting to a point now where it's so overcoached. Man, in some places, coaching staffs outnumber the number of players on the bench, right? You know what I mean? Because there's no salary cap on players.
No,
like Toronto
on
with
coaches.
Toronto with their
we got a goalie coach
and a shootout
and
coach,
a video coach, and a shootout coach.
And they're the worst team I think in the league on shootouts. I'd fire that fucking guy.
Yeah, it's true. He's just the guy who runs from the dressing room with the iPad.
Okay,
what do you think about just quickly on that? If you're a goalie, if you're a skater, like you've got a sport background behind you as an athlete, how much do you want to know? Like, look, I got two moves I can make. I don't want to know that this guy's strong to it, or vice versa as the goalie. I just want to react. I
want to be athletic.
Yeah, I don't want you to show me six guys that they might use, especially as a goalie, right? Well, and this guy's a backhand glove guy. This guy's
And you know what? I've never played goal.
Yeah,
in any of the sports I've ever played.
Right,
but I think there's some time. I have some time for the fact that you say, is he a shooter?
Right.
Or does he like the deke?
Right.
Right.
And
how far out am I going to come? You know, those sorts of things.
Yep.
That's going to help me.
But I mainly want that before the game. I don't want a tablet in my face while they're icing the rink. I'm the best in one of the top 30 in the world at my position.
Yeah.
Trust me to do this.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think you can see it. Sometimes you go, whew.
He was clearly looking for...
That guy was overthinking it right there. I can see it.
Yeah.
Right? And that happens in all sports, right? And you go, oh, I was looking for the fastball. Oh, and it's a changeup.
Yeah. And I look silly.
Yeah. I'd like to touch on Columbus.
Let's do that. And then we'll move on to the All-Star.
So to me, and again, we'll wait and we'll see what happens, but it's a no-brainer that they went on after this, that they were going to go on a streak of losing, because that's just
you come back to earth a little bit.
Well, A, they're not that good. I don't care what anybody says. They're getting.
You don't think Cam Atkinson's an NHL number one center?
Okay, and Werenski and
hey, I need Zach Werenski to stay good in my pool.
And Gagne and Bobrovsky and Foligno and
Foligno's yeah.
Oh, well, Foligno's north of 15 goals.
Yeah, everybody is. On that team,
right? Like Sam Gagne, you got what's his name?
Scott Hartnell. Is he still?
Yeah,
doing
of course he is.
Seth Jones
and to me, they're getting by on a top end power play. They're way above in their goals for and against differential.
Fantastic John Tortorella coaching.
Man, dude was going to get fired. The poll at the beginning of the season was which coach first is most coach. Likely to get fired. Yep. They lose their first two games, and people are like, ding, 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 the big arrow illuminated, pointing right at his head.
See on the TSN.
Fire Fonzie.
Yeah. Do you not, like... Obviously, at this point, with the amount of points they put in the bank, they're getting in.
But I
would love to be the fourth place team who's got Columbus.
Okay,
in my...
They're not making the number one seed there.
Well, they're not falling out.
No, they're not falling out of the playoffs.
So you've got Pittsburgh or Washington or something. You said this a couple of weeks ago on this show. I don't think Washington gives a fuck. It's stay in the top four.
They clearly do not give a fuck. But you know what?
They've been in the. In the playoffs for so long and never done anything. They're just whatever. Let's just get back there.
So they are very similar to the early 2000s to mid 2000s Ottawa Senators, racking up President's trophies.
Yeah,
600 point seasons.
Except I'll take Holtby over Lalime.
So will I.
Yeah.
So will I.
Yeah, but you're right. That's a good.
I'm also taking Trotz over Martin.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So those are the things. I'm also taking Ovechkin over. Like,
lots of.
Hey, Washington is good. But I'm just saying in terms of teams that have been consistently
good.
Just got
to cruise.
And then you go, you know what? It gets to a point where you go, love the 100-point seasons, banking the 100-point seasons, banking the President's trophies. And you go, but I'm fucking hating the losses in April and early May.
Yeah.
And you know what? And that wears a fan base down like nobody's business. Atlanta Braves, right where you go.
Yeah, okay.
Right where we're winning, but we can never win the big one. Hey, Atlanta wins 10 straight NL East division and has one World Series to show for it.
One, yeah.
Right? Fans are going, fuck you. What have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
And so.
Like at this point, we're just cruising through and waiting to see what really matters, right?
And you know what? Holtby, honestly, if you weren't a believer already, and I don't know, man, he's good.
I'm a fan.
And we've seen him in Ottawa here, we've seen him two times in the last 3 weeks.
I don't want to see him anymore.
And for sure. Honestly, we should have won both those games. But.
Can I see Grubauer, please?
What happened to those days when they used to just, Ottawa would see the backups? Come on, like, honestly, bring us that shit. So, anyways, to me, Columbus, I'm glad they didn't make it into the winning team.
Me too.
Columbus should have
that?
No. Columbus should.
I was heavily rooting
those
against
fuckers
them.
Should be contracted. And so I don't care if you've won 16 in a row, whatever it is.
The same way. I was like, fuck Columbus.
Honestly, they should never be in the record books for anything.
I was rooting hard for the Caps that night. I was like, people are giving me shit on Twitter. Like, why are you so against? I don't know. Just fuck them.
Yeah, there's nothing about them that should be in the record book.
Right.
Anywhere.
At least at this end.
Okay. This is it. Most futility. Yeah. So between, they are absolutely one of those teams that go, yeah, we need to contract Columbus.
I want Columbus in the first round of the playoffs. Like, if I'm anyone on that side.
They're getting wrecked.
That's my
They're getting wrecked.
Don't give me Lundqvist. Don't give me the Pens.
Well, and you know what?
Caps.
Yeah, and you're
fuckers.
Right. Due to points banked, there's no way that they're losing.
They're in. They
but,
can cruise at 450 hockey from now on. And
man,
they're
man,
in.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's so to me, that's it, right? That's tricky. Every time I come up, I go, what?
And do you think it does anything in that market? That was the other question. Do you think they're now on the board as a... Like, it's the only sports franchise.
I love their cannon, though. I love their, for those about to rock in the cannon every time they score a goal.
Man,
that's awesome.
Man, that fucking got annoying during the All-Star game. It was like 30 goals.
Okay, but you know when it didn't get annoying? When they put up a 10 spot on Montreal about a month and a half ago. Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, exactly. We don't have any more. The cannon can't even go anywhere. We're scoring so many goals.
Yeah, fuck you, Montreal.
Yeah, the cannon guys got carpal tunnel. Come on, give him a break.
As far as I can tell, and I saw this online, Montreal, only team in NHL history to ever score 10 and give up 10 in the same season.
Oof. Yeah.
Interesting, eh?
That's a horrible stat.
Because you had to give up 10.
What is it? At some point, you had to get bumfucked.
Right. Well. Let's move into the All-Star game here a little bit, because this was interesting to me in that I think it's more glaring now, the idea that you have to have someone from each team, than it was when you could kind of hide that guy on a conference versus conference, whereas now it's division by division, and you got, what is it, 6 forwards, 3 defensemen, and 2 goalies. And you and I are both Atlantic division guys.
6-3-2. Yep.
So do you believe for even half a second, because I've looked up some stats here, that Kyle Okposo belongs here, that Franz Nielsen belongs here?
Well, honestly, Vince Trocheck.
And he was one of the guys I wanted to balk at, but I went and looked at his numbers, and he's ahead of both those guys.
Okay, 12 goals, but he's a minus 12.
Yeah, so is Franz Nielsen.
Okay, well, to me,
everyone's
a
minus in the All-Star
game. But Marchand, okay, so
but he's a name. That's the thing for me.
But like, he has not had an All-Star season.
That's right, yeah.
And to me, I look at what happens there is, and that's when we talked about Boston earlier in the show. To me, if he's the only guy that's standing out, that does not speak well.
No.
Like, you look at, and now.
But same for Detroit.
Yeah, okay.
And Buffalo.
Well, like, Michael Grabner was busy that weekend, or what's happening here?
Yeah, he's in the Metro. He'll go. By the time all these injured fuckers get, because Kucherov's hurt at the end of the day, they'll go, well, he's not totally healthy. Patrick Laine, he's hurt at the end of the day, they'll go, well.
Well, and you know what? And we're both Atlantic guys.
Yeah.
But no. You tell me what other division is sending 3 defensemen like Hedman, Carlson, and Weber.
Yeah, but what do you want to see? Carlson with Matthews and Marner, or Carlson with Matthews and Nielsen?
Hey, wait.
I'm just saying we can.
Okay,
maybe Hoffman goes in there, but he's got comparable stats to.
No, I don't want Hoffman. No.
Well, who's your other senator then? Because that's probably why you're balking at this year.
Right? No, I'm not at all.
No Sabre. If you're going to force me to take a – give me Eichel. I don't care that he doesn't have as many. He had an injury to begin the season. Give me Eichel over Okposo, who's done nothing. He's gotten like 9 goals this year.
Okay, but see that back end with Hedman, Carlson, Weber, and then Price and Rask.
Yeah, it's terrific.
That is a solid – but the whole idea –
for what we're going to do here.
You're going to float Kucherov. Right. Now, Kucherov's missed a bunch of time.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, they're going to say we want him to
– take it off.
Yeah.
But then you got Marchand, Matthews, but Nielsen, Okposo,
well,
and
Matthews there.
Yeah, I said.
What about Radulov?
I gave him the
okay.
I gave him the nod.
But there's so many. Get fucking Nielsen and Okposo out of there. Take Marner. Take Radulov.
When you drop down to the next one, you look at the Central Division.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you know what their D with Duncan Keith, PK Subban, and Ryan Suter. Not bad.
No.
Not bad. But then and Crawford and Dubnyk. Hmm.
Well, because to me. Hey, what do we get in the?
But look at their forwards: Kane, Laine, MacKinnon, Sagan, Tarasenko, and Taves.
And Taves doesn't. I love Taves, but in a 3-on-3.
Hey, and not only that, he hasn't had a lights out season either.
No, he hasn't.
This is
well.
This
even
is,
he said today in an interview, "There's like 3 guys on my team. They should have taken ahead of me." So
right, and he's a good leader, and it is name recognition,
yeah.
Right? But you look at the Metro Division. Up front, you got Crosby, Hall, Malkin, Ovechkin, Wayne Simmonds, and John Tavares.
Every team.
Okay, and so
who's
one of these forwards is not like the others.
Yeah.
One of these forwards just doesn't belong. Like, if you're going to just kind of pick somebody off a team, why would you not take Giroux?
Yep.
In the same vein that you would take Taves.
Yep.
Right?
But do you not, like, let's look at that.
Justin Falk, Seth Jones, Ryan McDonagh.
That's terrible.
Those three, that
in
puts
a 3-on-3 rush situation. Yeah, fuck that. You're
right. Now they have Bobrovsky and Holtby.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Mm.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, okay. Bobrovsky though.
I don't think the goalies in any of these divisions matter in a 3-on-3.
No. Okay. And then you work your way down to the Pacific, right? Which to me, I think the Pacific is the worst.
Yeah, it looks like
it's the worst team of the bunch. Carter.
Because it's the worst division.
Johnny Gaudreau. Bo Horvat.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Every team must be represented. Bo Horvat.
Ryan Kesler. is the Anaheim contribution.
I don't care how bad a season gets, Laughing Perry or having.
Connor McDavid, Joe Pavelski. Now they're I'm liking at least two of the three D. Brent Burns.
Yep.
Drew Doughty.
Yep.
Cam Fowler.
A second
Anaheim Duck.
Yeah.
Seems odd.
But he belongs there to me way ahead of Kessler.
Okay. And then you have, how about your goaltendings? Your starting goalies for the Pacific Division All-Star team, Martin Jones, how many games has he played? Is he back?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what his stats look like.
And his backup in an All-Star game on probably the worst team in the NHL, Mike Smith, Arizona Coyotes.
Every team.
Well, the Atlantic's fucking eating the lunch of the Pacific. That's what I know.
Yeah, but again, not really. That's the thing. No, because it's better. It's clearly better. But in 3-on-3, we've all seen it's a total flip.
Anyway, to me, I
got to get past the fucking Metro. Do they not still do it by conference?
Well,
East got to beat East,
I'm
West got to beat West.
And I'm hoping it's sort of an alphabetic thing when they put Atlantic and Central Metro. Yeah, okay, clearly it is. Because if we got to play the Central first,
you're going to play the Metro first, I think. Yeah.
Well, okay. Either way, we're losing either one of those.
Yeah.
So,
but like
Pacific, please. Can we not draw this out in cards?
I'm looking at you, Jeff Carter.
Yeah, sure. Hey, but 20 goals, man, Jeff Carter.
Yeah, 21 goals, Austin Matthews. Fuck you, Jeff Carter. No, I just think that this is one of those things where I don't give a fuck about evening it out. And I think it was easier to hide those guys when it was a full East versus West, right? We got like 23 guys. We can sneak a Franz Nielsen in there. And now you're looking at sneaking Franz Nielsen and Kyle Zolposo.
Franz Nielsen, like your young brother you're trying to make it into a bar with. Who's that guy? Hey, let me see your ID.
He and Kyle Zolposo.
Franz fucking Nielsen, get out here.
Get the fuck out of here. This is an all-star game, douchebag.
Hey, hot chicks only. Get out.
Terrible, man. I just think it's a... I don't care if it's Mitch Marner, but where's Phil Kessel? Do you want to see Phil Kessel or do you want to see Justin Falk?
Well,
out of the Metro, right? Like,
well, I think you're looking at, is Phil going to play D?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
How's your breath, Phil?
You have no idea, man. Great. Phil's great. He can do it all.
Yeah, you're right. I don't. No. Okay. Yeah. Well, at least keep apples to apples, right? If you're going to launch some guys, can you at least just keep it?
But Ryan McDonough over Chris Letang?
Yeah, well, I think Chris Letang is hurt 50% of the time, so.
Yeah, but in an all-star fucking game and a couple.
Well, and clearly they haven't been that concerned. And you know, Lion A, when is the all-star? It's in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Lion A just had his head clearly taken off. Like,
and you know, separated from
his body.
And I'm not sure if we touched on this in a previous show, but I'll be interested to see how he rebounds from that.
Yeah, I think he's one of those guys who's ballsy enough that he's going to come right back and do it. What I am discouraged about as a Toronto fan is that if he misses even a week, Winnipeg fans forever. Yeah, but Matthews won the scoring race because of...
And if I'm Line A, I'm coming back and I'm fucking cracking whoever the guy that made
Jake
that pass.
McCabe. Mark Scheifele is the guy who made the pass. Are you fucking kidding me with that pass? I can't believe that's not getting talked about more.
Well, and honestly... Line A reaches, picks it, and then you can just see him.
He looks up.
He does, and then you can see he sort of straightens a bit. Wham! And then really straightened.
It's almost like a cartoon where he looks up, and then you can see him look over his shoulder back to Shafe like, oh, fuck you, buddy.
Fuck you, bud. That's
a suicide.
And you know what? It's one of those things, right, where if you looked at him, it's like he was lying in bed. He was completely straight, but his head was up.
Yeah.
It was like he was looking down
checking his text messages in the morning.
It was like he had a pillow under his head. Yeah. It was just like... Psh,
oh, he got absolutely fucking rocked.
And I kept thinking, that's a dirty hit, but then I probably
it's
looked...
not.
And it's not at all. No, that's what I'm saying. Is he just slightly stretched for the... Took the pass?
Yeah.
And moving, right? Like his game is played at a...
And he's always going. Like, man, he can move.
Wham! Yeah. So I'll be interested to see as an 18-year-old, right...
Doesn't he seem like one of those
Ovi-like
motherfuckers who's going to come back? Yeah, okay, you're next, bud, right? Like, I'm coming for you. Okay. I feel like he's one of those guys who's going to be R8. I think it's a clean hit. I get why Jets fans want it to not be a clean hit, but it's a clean hit. I've seen enough smart Jets fans that aren't named Drunk Fat Gary Lawless that are saying it's a clean hit to go, yeah, okay. It's sorry, are we going to defend Gary Lawless here?
No, because okay. My middle name is
Gary.
Drunk Gary Lawless.
You've cut an important word.
Well, that's a part that's distinguishing me from him.
Fuck you, Gary Lawless. You're terrible at your job.
I like a man though who has to loosen his tie and gets all sweaty and angry.
That's Brian Burke.
Oh no, he takes it right off.
You didn't love him. No, he just loosens it down and tussles his hair.
Oh, look at you.
Look, I've been doing things.
Yeah. I'm busy. I've been working.
I'm ruining franchises.
Yeah, look at you. Keep carrying that on. Keep ruining the Canadian franchises.
Yeah.
Outside of Ottawa.
Glad it's not the blue one anymore.
We got Muckler. We're good.
You want to get out of here? Or?
Yeah, that's it, man. I think we've pretty much slammed about all that we can slam.
Let's get the fuck out of here. That's Tall Can Sports, and we'll see you.
See you.
This one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.